KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for isolated showers to be moving out of the area, as they pretty much are. There's a scattered light bands of showers stretching from around Fort Dodge and Waterloo all the way to the southwest through Des Moines and just to the east of Atlantic and down through Red Oak and Clarinda and then to northwest Missouri. And that line of showers is moving off to the east. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. In the news this hour, Iowa businesses along the Missouri River are being asked to report flood damage as the state gathers more information to appeal a decision by the Federal Emergency Management Agency to reject flood aid. FEMA notified the state in early August that activation of the federal individual assistance program was denied for five counties, Fremont, Harrison, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury. The program helps individuals and businesses with grants and loans. FEMA earlier this month extended Iowa's request for more time to appeal, and the new deadline is October 7th. Iowa expects more and more damage will surface as the floodwaters continue to fall. News time is 9:02.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. How many times has your insurance agent offered you $100 savings right off the bat?
How does that work?
Glad you asked. When you sign up for Vanishing Deductible from Allied Insurance, you'll get a $100 credit on your deductible immediately. Then, every year you go without having a claim, we'll take another $100 off, up to $500 total. So, if you have a $500 deductible, at the end of 5 years, your deductible is zero, and it stays that way until you have a claim.
But then what?
Again, I'm glad you asked. After the first claim, if you happen to have another claim, your deductible will be at the original $500. But every year you go without another claim, your deductible starts vanishing again by $100 per year up to $500. So if you're paying higher premiums in order to carry a smaller deductible, now would be a good time to call me. I'll show you this and many other ways you might save with a policy from Allied Insurance. Because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
Iowa's Top Workplaces program, partnering with the Des Moines Register, recognized 70 companies across the state as top places to work in Iowa. 117 companies participated in categories of large, mid-sized, and small-sized companies based on the number of their employees, and the results were printed in Sunday's Des Moines Register in a special section. The placings had been determined by confidential surveys, which were completed last spring by a company's employees across 13 categories. Cass Incorporated in Atlantic placed fifth in the small-sized company employers, those with 50 to 149 employees, and they placed first overall companies and categories in the category of meaningfulness of employment. Glenda Ferrier, CEO of Cass Incorporated, said they're honored to be recognized as one of Iowa's top workplaces, particularly in the area of meaningful work. She says their mission is to enrich lives, but what they've found is that in carrying out the mission for the people they serve, their lives as employees are enriched as well. An Iowa State University research farm south of Greenfield is the site for a special day set, a field day set for tomorrow afternoon. Kathleen Dellett, ISU Extension Organic Specialist, says the Neely Kenyon Field Day is for anyone interested in pasture management, as well as organic field and vegetable crop production.
We have on the docket four speakers, three from Iowa State and one from local community. The emphasis is on growing organic and sustainable crops and livestock.
Joe Sellers, ISU Extension Beef Specialist, will discuss grazing management, selecting the right forage for your system, and stockpiling grazing to reduce feeding costs. Dellett will share the results of her more than 13 years of research at the farm on organic production, highlighting both her work with traditional agronomic crops of corn, soybeans, and alfalfa, along with organic vegetable production.
I will be showing our long-term comparison of organic and conventional crops, now in its 14th year at the Neely Kenyon Farm, showing basically we've been getting equivalent yields in the organic system compared to the conventional system. And hope to repeat that this year, too, although it's been a pretty rough year, probably as bad as last year as far as I can tell. Last year, we averaged about 150 bushels an acre of organic corn, so I'm hoping we'll at least get that. Our high was 204 bushels in 2004.
Well, it says it's been a crazy year for weather, with hail and wind damage, grasshopper infestations, and other factors affecting the crops. She says it's been challenging, but she's grateful for what rain they have received and hopeful the weather will cooperate through the harvest season in October. She says, as part of the field day, a free meal will be provided tomorrow evening by the Adair County pork producers.
Following the meal, we'll have two other speakers, A.J. Nair, a new ISU horticulturalist. We'll talk about ways to improve your soil biology. And then we'll round out the evening with Diane Weiland from Henry Wallace Country Life Center, talking about growing and marketing local vegetables.
The field day is free and supported by the USDA Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program. The Neely Kenyon Farm is located 2 miles south of Greenfield on Highway 25 and about 1/2 mile east on 260th Street and 1/2 mile north of Norfolk Avenue. For more information on that, you can call the Adair County Extension Office at 1-641-743-8412. The corn harvest in Iowa is underway, with farmers focusing on getting storm-damaged crops out of the fields first. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey released his weekly crop report on Monday, saying this week's sunshine will help to dry the corn and let the harvest move forward. He said some scattered soybean fields have been harvested, but the harvest is pretty much a week away for most soybean farmers. 60% of the corn crop is mature, about 1 week behind last year, but still 4 days ahead of normal. 55% of the corn crop is in good or excellent condition, with just 16% being poor or very poor. 62% of the soybean crop is in good or excellent condition, with just 12% being poor or very poor. Iowans will get a chance to help guide the plans of the state's Resource Enhancement and Protection Program, better known as REAP, at a series of 18 meetings statewide beginning tonight in Cedar Falls. Tammy Cruzman is a spokeswoman for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources.
These meetings are for anyone who has interest in natural resources and outdoor recreation. They should really consider attending so that they can give their voice and help shape the future for Iowa's natural resources and outdoor rec.
For more than two decades, she says REAP has been a positive force in Iowa's outdoor recreation and conservation activities.
REAP is a 22-year-old program that's given out $260 million that has funded parks, soil and water and habitat improvements, roadside prairies, historical development, and conservation education.
Cruzman said Iowans are invited to offer their views on REAP at the meetings, in addition to a chance to take part in a REAP Congress next January at the Iowa House of Representatives.
The Congress is actually a very cool thing. You actually sit at the legislator's desk and you can vote. So people at that time provide motions or votes on what they want to happen with the REAP program. Perhaps they want to keep the formula the same. Perhaps they want increased funding for REAP.
Iowa legislators approved $15 million to the program last year and $12 million this year. The full funding of the REAP Act is at $20 million. Tonight's meeting in Cedar Falls, with meetings to be held over the next month in 17 cities, and they will include Shenandoah, Council Bluffs, Carroll, and Creston. You can learn more on the web at www.iowadnr.gov/environment/REAP. And the Obama campaign is planning parties to celebrate the opening of offices and phone banks here in Iowa. Celebrations are scheduled for today at offices in Cedar Rapids and Sioux City. Organizing for America Iowa spokesman John Krause said that celebrations are also planned for other Iowa offices this week, and those are located in Council Bluffs, Davenport, Des Moines, Dubuque, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Taking a look at our national news headlines at this hour, the International Monetary Fund is sharply downgrading its outlook for the U.S. economy through next year. It says weak growth and worries that Europe won't be able to solve its debt crisis will likely limit U.S. economic growth to 1.5% this year and 1.8% in 2012. And that's down from the IMF's June forecast of 2.5% in 2011 and 2.7% next year. Stocks have been rising on Wall Street, though, as the trading day began. Investors are keeping an eye on the Fed Reserve's policy meeting today and bailout talks between Greece and international lenders. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department says builders broke ground on fewer homes in August. The seasonally adjusted 571,000 homes is less than half the rate that economists say is consistent with healthy housing markets. Hurricane Irene slowed construction in the Northeast. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up about 17 points. The S&P 500 is up nearly 2.5. And the NASDAQ is up about 7.5. News time is 9:10.
She's off to college. You helped her get everything she needed to succeed. Her books, new bedding, small appliances, and of course a TV. Then there's the smartphone and laptop. Now she's settled in and the only thing left to do is put out the fire on your credit card and get back to normal. But what if a storm goes through, knocks out all the power, and fries all those brand new electronics? Or the girls down the hall threw a party, inviting a lot of people she doesn't even know. Does she lock her dorm room? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your allied insurance agent in Atlantic. Many insurance policies allow your students to be covered on your homeowner's policy when they're at school, but some don't. Some don't cover anything once she lives away from home. Do you know what your policy says? Maybe it's time to review your policy. If we find that she is not covered, I'll show you a renter's policy from Allied that will allow you to rest easy. Call today and let me help, because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In our funeral announcements, 52-year-old Dion Grooms of Walnut died Thursday. Funeral services for Dion Grooms will be today at 10 o'clock at the Peace Haven, or the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. 84-year-old Paul Kanan of Harlan died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Paul Kanan will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 90-year-old Marjorie Gibson of Guthrie Center died Saturday. Funeral services for Marjorie Gibson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 74-year-old Lois Rattenborg of Oakland died Sunday. Funeral services for Lois Rattenborg will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. 86-year-old Dwayne Bierbaum of Griswold died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dwayne Bierbaum will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. 89-year-old Paul Steele of Rural Fontenelle died Sunday. Funeral services for Paul Steele will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 39-year-old Brian Thomas McConaughey of Council Bluffs and formerly of Trainer died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Brian McConaughey will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. 88-year-old Marjorie Sheridan of Atlantic died Friday. Funeral services for Marjorie Sheridan will be held Friday at 1:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. And 88-year-old Dolores Carr of Anita died Sunday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Dolores Carr are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Our news was brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.